Morning, let's begin. In light of the parshas we find ourselves in now, the building of the Mishkan, the Binyan Kalim, and the Begadim, I figured I'd discuss an interesting topic of how the Bayis Shlishi will be rebuilt in Mizrach Hashem very, very, very soon. So it starts off, there are a couple of Gemaras that talk about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and there's an interesting Gemara in Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos, which talks about how one would do Tosefes Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Tosefes Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim has certain borders. If a person wants to add on, expand the borders of Yerushalayim and add Kedusha, there's a certain process
one has to do.
And one of the things that are needed is you have to take the Lachme Toda. The carbon Toda has bread that is accompanied with the carbon Toda. And you have to walk around the borders with a Melech and a Navi. So then the Gemara wants to know how, that's how you are Mosif on the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. How are you Mosif on the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? You'd also have to have a similar type of carbon of a lechem. So Gemara is trying to figure out which type of carbon has bread accompanying it that can be used to walk around the Beis HaMikdash. Has to be parallel. Lachme Toda is permitted outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So that's what's used for Yerushalayim. But what's a carbon that has bread that's only exclusively within the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be Mekadesh Beis HaMikdash? Lachme Toda can't be used because that's used for Yerushalayim. That could go outside the Beis HaMikdash. Where can we find the carbon that has lechem in it that's only in the Beis HaMikdash area that will be used to walk around to be Mekadesh, the Tosefes Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? Now, there is no such carbon. There's no such carbon that has bread accompanying it that's only in the Beis HaMikdash other than one. The Shtei HaLechem that's brought in Shavuos, it comes from Chametz, that's the only carbon that one could use. The Gemara is trying to figure out, when exactly can you use the Shtei HaLechem and do this process of adding on to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, how are you supposed to do this? So we look at number one, there's a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. It starts with Amud Aleph. I just have Amud Beis here. So the Gemara says, go two lines down from what I quoted here. Alam alo. Why not? Efshir de Mekadesh b'shtei halechem b'ateres. Use the shtei halechem, which is the carbon of Shavuos, and use that shtei halechem to be Mosif on the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Mishum de lo efshir. It's impossible to do this process. How could you ever use the Shtei HaLechem? Why not? Nivne Me'esmol. If you build from Erev Shavuos, that's when you do the Binyan Beis HaMikdash to add on to the Tosefes. V'nikdashte Me'esmol. And use the Shtei HaLechem from Erev Shavuos already. It doesn't work. Because Shtei HaLechem b'shchitas kvasim hu dekachi. The Shtei HaLechem are not kadosh yet on Erev Shavuos. They don't become kadosh until Shavuos itself. When you shech the sheep, the moment you shech the sheep, that's when the Shtei HaLechem become Kadosh. But Erev Shavuos, they're not Kadosh yet. So it's not going to work to walk around the area of the Beis HaMikdash to be adding on to Tosefes Kedusha. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what, do this. Nivne Me'esmo, build it Erev Shavuos, and then Nikdashte Ha'idna, and then Mekadesh et Shavuos, do the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos itself. Mar says that doesn't work either because Ba'inan Kiddush B'Shas HaBinyan. You can't separate the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which was Erev Shavuos, from the Kedushas Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They have to come at the same time. So Gemara says, okay, Nivne B'Yomtov, V'Nikdash B'Yomtov. So build it on Yomtov itself. Build the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, and then have the Kedusha Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and you've accomplished your Tosefes Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Docha Yomtov. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this. Well, let's finish the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, Nishbake lebasar hachi v'nivne nikdashi. What you should do is leave the Shtei HaLechem over. Do it the day after Shavuos. Keep the Shtei HaLechem. And then build it the next day. Then you have the Shtei HaLechem being Mekadesh, the Tosefes, Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says that doesn't work because if Silei, lebelina. If you leave anything, that any karbanos overnight, there's a psul lina left that overnight disqualifies the Shtei HaLechem. It's no longer kadosh, so you can't leave it over for the next day. That won't work. So the Gemara says, how about this? Nivne mimala yoma, which usually means erev, but here it means really matzei shavuos. Build it at nighttime. Matzei shavuos at nighttime. V'nishayar beport, leave, rather, I'm sorry, rebuild erev yantiv, I was wrong. Build erev yantiv, but leave over a little bit. And the ad the kadosh yoma, right after Shavuos is over, la'alter nigmarei v'nikdashe. Immediately finish it, the last hammer blow, right after Shavuos is over, and then mimekadesh it before psul lina kicks in. Gemara says, ein binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. You're not allowed to build it b'layla. How do you know you can't build it at nighttime? Because Abaye quotes a pasuk, "Minayin she'ein binyan beis hamikdash b'layla shenemar u'bayom hakim es hamishkan b'yom makimo b'layla ein makimo." The mishkan went up during the daytime, but it can't go up during the nighttime. So to the binyan beis hamikdash also during the daytime. So we have from this though the important yisod that we need is very simply that ein binyan beis hamikdash doche yomtiv. You cannot build a beis hamikdash on yomtiv nor on Shabbos. The problem is, there's a Gemara in Sukkah that also appears in Rosh Hashanah that seems to say the other way around. The Mishnah says, number two, I quoted the Gemara in Sukkah here, but it's also Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed. Barishona, initially, Hayahalulav Nitel B'mikdash Shiva U'B'medina Yom Echad Midaraisa, even though we hold the Lulav all 7 days of Sukkah, so you really Midaraisa outside of the base of Mikdash only one day. The first day is Daraisa, the rest of the days there's no mitzvah at all. That was the original mitzvah of Lulav. 7 days in the Mikdash, one day Begvul, and outside. However, Misha Charav Beis HaMikdash, when it was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a number of takanas. One of these takanas was, Sheyehei Lulav Nitel B'Medina Shiva Zeichel Mikdash. They made a takana that we all should take the Lulav for 7 days to remember what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now this is interesting, Zeichel Mikdash. Usually when you hear Zeichel Mikdash, you think it's Zeicher L'Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is Zeichel Mikdash, not to remember the Churban, to remember what was done. The two types of Zeichers always keep in mind. It doesn't always mean it's L'Churban. A good example of Zeichel Churban is the Baal Mor writes in the end of Pesachim, why don't we say Bircha Shechianu when it comes to Sfir Somer? Why is it no Bracha Shechianu? Every other mitzvah, when it comes to Purim, we're going to say Shechianu when we read the Megillah. So shouldn't there be Shechianu when we do Sfir Somer for the first time in the year? So he says, because nowadays it's only Midrabanim, and it's Zeicher L'Churban, Zeicher L'Agmas Nefesh, he says, it's Agmas Nefesh, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, because Sfiras Omer was really counting from Karban Omer to the Karban Shteh Alechem. We don't have the Karbanos anymore, it's only Midrabanim. So the Zeicher L'Mikdash of Sfiras Omer is not a Zeicher L'Mikdash to remember what was, but it's meant to have us mourn. It's supposed to be Agmas Nefesh, that example of Agmas Nefesh, and you can't say Shechianu when there's Tsar there. Shechianu is only when there's Simcha. So that's an example of Zeichel Mikdash where it's something L'Churban L'Evel, but this is Zeichel Mikdash that's to help remember in a positive way what was done. Fine. That's not why we need this though. Then what the Mishnah says is, what was another Takanah of Yochanan ben Zakkai said? Sheyehei Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser. Yom Hanaf, which is the second day of Pesach, first day Chol Hamoed, we start counting Sfiras Omer. So what happens, they brought the Karban Omer on the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach, and what did that Karban Omer do? What was the... Chadash. It was Matir, the Chadash. All the new grains is Aser, it's Isser Chadash, Isser Deraisa. And then the Karban Omer was Matir and changed everything over into Yashan. The new year comes, that becomes old grain, and that's permitted to be eaten. So that's when they had a Karban Omer. When there's no Karban Omer anymore, so what's Matir? The day itself is Matir. The sunrise, the new day comes, the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach comes, then it's Mutter to eat the Yashan, Yichadash turns to Yashan right away, and there's no carbon to be waiting for. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that you should wait the entire day should be Aser. So that's what the takana. So why? So look at the Gemara now, number two still. Sheyehei Yom Hanaf my time. And why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say that the entire day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, that first day, is Aser? Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We hope soon the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And what's going to happen is, Amru, they're going to say, Ishtake, the year before, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, Milo Chalne Beheir Mizrach Midaraisa. Sunrise is when you're allowed to eat, the Chadash becomes Yashan. So last year, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, 6 a.m. in the morning, the sun rose, I ate the Chadash. It turned into Yashan now. Hashanami Nechel. So now the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so I don't need to wait for the carbon. The carbon might take place at 9 a.m. So I'm going to eat at 6 a.m. That's what I did last year. 6 a.m. was this man. I looked back at my calendar from last year. So 6 a.m. must be this man this year as well. But they're not going to know. V'inu lo yadu. They don't know. Dishtake. Last year, do lo have a Beis HaMikdash. So it was based on the sunrise. But this year, so Heyer Mizrach was the hitter last year. The sunrise was Matir the grains. But Hashtadika Beis HaMikdash. Now this year, the Beis HaMikdash was just rebuilt. They didn't know that the Omer is Matir. They have to wait a few hours till they bring the Karban Omer. So therefore, since they're concerned, they say, no, even nowadays without the Beis HaMikdash, let the entire day be Aser, not until the end of the day, until you're allowed to eat the new grains, that they become old grains. So Gemara wants to know, divnei ema. So when exactly, when was this Beis HaMikdash rebuilt? Ilemad Ivne Bishit Sar Letter is built on the 16th day. Mamish and Chol HaMoed Pesach. Harei Hiter Heir Mizrach. You're not allowed to build at nighttime. So they didn't build at 6 a.m. in the morning. The sun rose already. They had to wait for the sunrise to start the beginning of the building. So it was sunrise. There's no Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon yet. So sunrise was when Matir. So there's no concern. Elo Divne Bechameser. Let's say they built on the 15th. Mechatos Hayom Mulahalan Tishare. So let's say they built on the 15th of Pesach. On Mamish and Yomtiv they built it. So, and it was finished building on the first day of Yomtiv. So the next day, when they had the actual carbon, the Mizbeach was built, then you should only have to wait until Chatzos, until midday, until noon. Not until the day is over. Why? The Hatnan HaRechokim Mutarn Mechatos Hayom Mulahalan. Let's say I lived very far from the Beis HaMikdash. I have no idea what took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So how do I know when the carbon omer was brought for me to eat the new grains? So it's safe to assume that by 12 o'clock in the afternoon, they already brought the omer. Lefi Shein based in Misatlinbo. They're not lazy. So I know by noon for sure they brought the carbon omer. It could have happened earlier, but I don't know. So noon is safe enough. So why wait until the end of the day? Why until 6 p.m. until it's mutter? They would never have brought the carbon omer later than 12 p.m. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, Lo tzrich, it's a situation, de'ivne belayla, they built it at nighttime, inam misamech l'shkiyas hachama. Okay, they built it at nighttime. It's fine. They built it at nighttime of, let's say, Yontif ended, first day Pesach ended. They built it Matzah Yontif at nighttime. And then by the morning time, so then they were able to bring it in. So what exactly is going on there? Doesn't really make so much sense. Or they built it during Shkiyas hachama. So Rashi explains here, forget the circumstances right here. His problem is that the Gemara says you built it at nighttime. We saw a Gemara in Shuas that says it's us to build at nighttime. It says Bayom Hekima Mishkan Velo Belaila. The Gemara in Sukkah suggests it's built Belaila. You can't build Belaila. You have to only build during the daytime. So look at Rashi writes in number 3. Rashi writes V Kasher De Belaila Eino Nivna. How could you build at nighttime? The Kaim Alon in the Gemara in Shuas De Ein Binyan Beis Hamikdash Belaila. And you can only build it at nighttime. You also can't build it on Yontif either. How could the Gemara suggest that it was built on Yontif itself? So answers Rashi, a very well-known Rashi. You know when these Isurim apply that you can't build at nighttime and when you can't build on Yontif? That is when you and I are building it. Binyan bidei adam. Have a mikdash ha'asid, the bay shlishi, shanu mitzapin that we're waiting for. It's going to be banoi u'mesukal hu yigala v'yavob mishraim. It's going to come down from Shemaim, as the pasuk says. Mikdash Hashem konu yadecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the base of mikdash, and it's going to come down from Shemaim. So there are two very important assumptions that Rashi makes here. Number one is how the base of mikdash, how the bay shlishi will be built from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not by man. Assumption two is, as Menachem pointed out during the Seder, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to keep the halachas. Only if you and I build it, when we build Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, we couldn't build Balayla and we couldn't build on Yontif. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds it, it's okay. He doesn't have to follow halacha. So that's where the Ravan, I couldn't find it, Ravan writes this explicitly, that we see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to keep the mitzvahs. That's what he says. So the Evan Shlema, which is not the Gra, but that's the name of the footnotes on the Rishon. The Ravan was a Rishon. I don't know who authored the Evan Shlema, but he has these footnotes on the Ravan. He asks this question, wait a second. We have a number of areas throughout Chazal that Kadosh Baruch Hu does keep the mitzvahs. He wears tefillin, the Gemara Baruch Hu tells us. He keeps Shabbos, I think. He keeps Shabbos. The Medrash tells us, Yushalmi says he keeps Shabbos. He davens, the Gemara in Baruch Hu tells us, he davens every single day. The Gemara of Odazar tells us he has a whole Seder Hayom. He learns every day. He has a Chavrusa. He judges. He keeps a lot of the mitzvahs. And there's a well-known Das Kanan, but Menachem pointed this out. He adds up further here that when he says to Klai Yisrael, meet me by Lefnei Baal Tzafon, which is the name of Odazara, we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep the mitzvahs, he says, because it's Aser to mention a shame of Odazara. Meet me by that church is Aser. So we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep the mitzvahs here. There are many, many cases like this. So this is just another example that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not keep the mitzvos, but sometimes we find that he does keep the mitzvos. He wears tefillin and he davens. So what's the answer?
Why is there an answer? Don't we say, okay, the Rebbe mentioned on Shabbos, it's bonai already. It's already bonai that we made ready to come down.
Right, so even though it's built, so
just come.
Placing it on the ground will be considered still binyan. Putting something stationary on the ground would be considered binyan. If I, let's say, have a shelf, a big shelf of svarim which fell down, so even though I'm not building it, but just putting it back up, could be a problem of binyan. So that too would be an issue of binyan. So Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. This is what Rashi thinks. So either there's a machlokas, we've shown him, whether he has to keep the mitzvahs or not. So what Evan Shlema writes, maybe I should leave this for another topic, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. There's some really fascinating points of why does a Kadosh Baruch Hu keep the mitzvahs? What's the purpose? There are a number of interesting reasons. The Pitzadik has an answer. The Gemara in Sukkah seems to give an answer why he keeps the mitzvahs. But what Evan Shlema says is that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the mitzvahs, and he has the option of doing them or not doing them. Sometimes he decides to do them, and sometimes he decides not to. We have no choice. He has a choice. So he decided, for whatever reason, when it comes to Bai Shlishi, he may decide to not keep the mitzvah of binyan on Yantif. It's up to him, not up to us to decide. So he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. I'll just share with you one, since it's so amazing, the Pritzadik, why he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Amira, with each statement, he created the world with 10 Mamaros, by saying Vayhi Or, the Or was created. So how are mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are also things that need to be created and to exist in this world. So by him doing the mitzvah, by him wearing tefillin, that creates the mitzvah of tefillin. By him davening, that creates tefillin. By him doing these mitzvahs, that creates the possibility of us doing mitzvahs. That's what the Brit Tzadik answers. Again, there are a few other answers why this is. But either way, what comes from Rashi for us is that he thinks that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring down the Bai Shlishi Mishamayim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, he also writes this in his Hakdama to Perash HaMishnayos, HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamod Ulahachzir Malchus David LiYoshno. He's going to come down, he's going to return Malchus Beis David LiYoshno LeMemshala HaRishona, to the original way David HaMelech ruled the world. Ubone HaMikdash UMekabit Nitcheisho. He's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Who's going to rebuild it? Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Melech HaMashiach. And the way the Mepharshim understand this to mean is not only Melech HaMashiach, but people. It's going to be Banoi Ayidei Adam. So says the Rambam, people are going to build Bai Shlishi. So now if the Rambam thinks people are going to be building Bai Shlishi, how do we understand the Gemara in Sukkah that says that it's built in Yantif? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is building it, so he's allowed to build this in Yantif, he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs, but you and I have to keep the mitzvahs. How could the Rambam say that we're going to build and the Melech HaMashiach also, he would have to keep the mitzvahs as well. If he lets he built it himself, he has to keep the mitzvahs. So how do we understand the Gemara and Sukkah that he was allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif? So Aruch Lener doesn't quite ask this question, but we could use him to understand what's going on here. I don't want to get too involved in this concept, but when it comes to Binyan on Shabbos, Binyan on Shabbos is certainly a Isser D'Oraisa. It's a derisa, one of the 39 melachos to build on Shabbos. Building a Beis HaMikdash would certainly qualify as a binyan. What about in Yontif? Is Yontif, binyan and Yontif considered an Issa derisa or an Issa midrabanan? Pashtus is, it's Issa midrabanan. The only things that are mutter on Yontif are ochel nefesh. Lechor binyan is not ochel nefesh. Unless, what? So that's not ochel nefesh though. But what the Gemara says, anyone here ever make cheese? Any people work on a farm ever? Mm-hmm. What's the issur of making cheese? What? That's not how you say it in Hebrew, but what's the malacha?
Bona,
very good, it's bona, very good. You're building something, you're creating these blocks of cheese. So making cheese is considered issur bona. So in light of that, there's one opinion thing. Since there's a heter, if there's an ochel nefesh within binyan, they could use binyan for the purpose of cheese. So really, binyan should be mutter midraisa yantif. But they create an iser midrabanan since it's not always used, usually not used for ochel nefesh. So there's only an iser midrabanan of binyan on yantif according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Because
well,
there's a tzad heter for achila.
Exactly, there's a tzad heter for achila.
But only what other achilas besides cheese is there binyan?
That's all I know. But that was enough for Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, to think it's only an Issim Midrabanan. It says now it's Issim Midrabanan. There's a concept, the Gemara says, Ein Shvus B'Migdash, but that's a different topic. But at least with regards to Bidin Beis HaMikdash, not every Shvus always stands up. When there's a Tzorech, or big Tzorech Rabim, of the Bidin Beis HaMikdash, they say we're not going to apply the Issim Midrabanan of Bidin. So it wasn't mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara says the heter was building on Yontif. That we are going to build by Shlishi, possibly on Yontif. Ah, Isser Binyan. Isser Binyan is only midrabanan according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai happens to be a Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer. They're in the same school of thought. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt that Isser midrabanan, Isser Binyan, is only midrabanan on Yontif, that Tzarech HaMikdash, she permitted it. That's one fancy way to get out of this problem of how we could build the Bai Shlishi on Yontif. The Meiri says something very, very fascinating. The Meiri writes that it's not mutter to build on Yontif. You and I are going to be building the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not mutter to build on Yontif. So how in the world could the Gemara and Sukkah suggest that it's going to possibly be built on Yontif on Pesach? Says the Meiri, they're going to make a mistake. We don't know the halacha. Not everyone's going to come to the shir and Eish Kodesh to know what's permitted, what's not permitted. So they're going to go ahead and start building a Beis HaMikdash on Yontif, not knowing what the halacha is, and they'll make a mistake. Fascinating.
Why are we only discussing Binyan? All the 39 halachas are involved in, that's where they come from, of building the Mishkan, building the Mikdash. So all the other halachas are going to be involved in that process.
So the Mishkan, you're correct. The Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily true, though. Not necessarily true.
You don't have krushim, you know, the writing.
You don't have the writing necessarily. Right. You don't have the weaving. There's a parochas in the Bais Rishon, but not in the Bais Sheni. The Bais Sheni had not Bais Rishon. Not sure what the Bais Shlishi is going to look like. It's a very, very good point. What about all the other malachos?
There's got to be others that are involved. Yeah, it's
a very good point.
Isn't it because nobody can do the Mishkan on his own, so nobody will do the whole melacha, so it's the Rabbanan and only the Makkeh Fatish problem?
You're saying why? Because Shaim Shasu? Because two people do it together?
Yeah. Nobody can build a Mikdash on his own.
But no one can build the Mishkan. That was also...
So if you're trying to invoke Shaim Shasu Pater, that's only when it's possible to be done by one and two people then do it. Yeah. Meaning if I could carry this on my own and he and I are carrying it together,
that's right.
But if it can't be done, if it's a table... Exactly.
Right.
Fine. So...
Can they pay like...
Ah, beautiful, great, excellent. Always thinking. So we're going to get to the Tiferes Yisrael, who's going to say this very point. Very good. So Tiferes Yisrael, who I quoted last Friday night about a story, and this part is true, though. Tiferes Yisrael in the beginning of Masechet Midos. Masechet Midos is the very last Masechta on Sefer and Seder Kachim. Seder Kachim is interesting, the end of it. It starts from Me'ilah, and the daf continues to go into Kinim, into Tamid, and then into Midos. The daf doesn't end. Usually after Masechta ends and starts again, it goes straight from Beis to Lamed Dalet maybe, four Masechtas together. Now Masechta's Midos is just Mishnayos. So the beginning of Masechta's Midos talks about Shmiras HaMikdash, which itself is a very, very interesting sugya. So the Tiferes Yisrael wants to know, why is Shmiras HaMikdash discussed in Masechta's Midos? Masechta's Midos is all about the measurements, the dimensions, the tzur of the Beis HaMikdash. Shmiras HaMikdash was already mentioned in Masechas Tamid right beforehand. Why does it repeat Shmiras HaMikdash again in Masechas Midos? So here's an amazing, amazing idea here. He writes in number 8, nearly, the Mishum Dechol Iker Limud Masechazu. The whole idea of learning Masechas Midos says that the Tiferes Yisrael, Shinishmeru Bili Beinu Tavnis Ve'ofen Binyano. In order to preserve in our lave, not in practice, but to have imprinted a Beis HaMikdash on our hearts, in our minds, constantly, in order that we should leman das be'eza ofen yivne lasid, and to know how to build it lasid lavo. And he brings a raya from Pasuk in Yechezkel, v'yishmeru es tzuraso, to preserve the tzura, ves kol chukosav v'asuoso, and to build it. So he says, the idea is you have to know how to build it. You have to in practice, you have to know Rashi tells us it's going to come down from Shemayim. So why do you and I have to know the tzur of the Beis HaMikdash? I don't need to know the blueprints of it. I'm not building it. No one's building it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it down from Shemayim. It's unnecessary for me to learn Maseches Midos. He says, still nonetheless, the idea is to have it preserved bilibenu. Just to walk around knowing what the Beis HaMikdash looks like, not to put it into practice, because I don't need to know how to build it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it, just to know what it looks like. Just to have it shemir b'lev. There's something deep that's going on there, of course, in Tiferes Yisrael. It's very similar to the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time building the menorah, we learned. So why do you have to tell us all the different cups and the flowers? In the end of the day, just threw it in the fire and it came out miraculously, the menorah. there's this idea somehow to have this tzura, this image of the menorah, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, in our leiv. Something very deep going on there. According to the Rambam, though, who says that we are actually building it, then we have to know the midos. We have to know the dimensions, because you and I are going to be building the Beis HaMikdash. So then he asks the question, if according to the Rambam, you and I are building the Beis HaMikdash, how come the Gemara says on Yontif we're going to build it? We can't build on Yontif. So he says, perhaps al pi hadibur shayni. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, we do it. So he tells us to build on Yontif, we build it, we don't ask questions. We have cases like this. For example, the Gemara in Moed Katan tells us, when was the celebration for the Beis HaMikdash? Bais Rishon, when was it? When, so celebration took place how many days? Very good.
Through
Yom Kippur. So we see that the Bais Rishon, they celebrated for 7 days of building the Bais Rishon, and they ate on Yom Kippur. So it wouldn't be the first time they violated an Aveir when it came to a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So that was a Dibur Shiny, that was a special Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to celebrate, so they ate on Yom Kippur. So maybe Lasa Lavo, he's going to tell us to build on Yom Tif, and we'll build. But the second answer, what you suggested before, that the Yesh Lomar Sheyivnu Nachrim, we're going to hire non-Jewish contractors, non-Jewish workers. We're going to just tell them what to do, and here's we'll pay you, and you take care of it. Maybe I'm not sure if we'll pay them even, but they will tell them what to do, and then they're going to. I don't know how things are going to work back then. They won't do it. So either way, we're going to hire them or have them build the Beis HaMikdash for us, and that's how it's built. It's going to be Bidei Adam, like the Rambam says, but not actually us. They're the ones who are actually going to be building the Beis HaMikdash. Aydechem. So now this opens up a whole can of worms. Marasayin. Worse than Marasayin. Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum. How could that be? So that might be one of the answers. So first question on Yontif, on Shabbos, I can't ask my goy to do Malacha for me. I can't have them write something. I can't have them build something for me. How am I allowed to have them build the Beis HaMikdash for me?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to say that.
What's the issue? give them some money a year before, and
right.
Their job is just to do it on time.
Yeah.
So, what's the issue? Is there an issue of pushing off?
I think it really takes 12 hours. The contractor just pushes things off for months and months.
So right. If you push it well, it could be just the amount for it to be finished.
Exactly right. So you have good workers, they'll do everything within the day.
But the mindset, it's not going to be done in the day. The basement just can take, it took a
long, yeah, I mean, I assume it's going to take some time.
So is there an issue of pushing, in other words, if it comes on Yontif, and you have this thing.
Just wait a day, right.
Is there an issue of pushing it off?
No. So I saw one sefer that said, this is a real tzarech. One day without the Beis HaMikdash is one day without the Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't wait. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity
have Beis
to. What?
You're not going to have it anyhow.
No, but it's a one day. Yeah, the end of the day will be one day delayed than it could have been. So whenever we have the first opportunity to build and start building, you start right away to bring the end much closer.
Isn't it also a sheet for that binyan that if it's not done, in other words, it's just like a little, if you're starting the binyan, but you don't have any chalais there, that it's not fully din of boina?
No, if you build a couple of bricks and you cement them, that's binyan, even though you haven't completed the entire house. Don't get any ideas here.
So that's why I'm talking about the length of time it'll take, because then you're going to run into the next Shabbos. So right. Keep going through Shabbos.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good guy. I don't know. I didn't see this addressed. I'm sure there are Svarim that talk about this. I don't know how long they anticipate it.
But even according to the Rambam, that everything's supposed to be natural, he talks about that it's going to be supernatural in a natural way. In other words, maybe the physical building will take just a day.
It could be. You have 10,000 workers, if they could coordinate with each other.
It's a miracle of Mashiach.
That's a miracle.
Right.
Isn't there a sheet that's machri between Rashi and Rambam that comes down from Shemayim, but yet we still have to put the last...
There is some sheet out there, we'll get to at the end, within Rashi, some middle position there. So in terms of the Isser of Amilakim, as you should suggested, the brought down Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura, that normally the lach for Amilakim is that I could tell a guy to do a Isser Midrabanan, the Makom Mitzvah. It's called Shvus the Shvus the Makom Mitzvah. So let's say, for example, what's a good example here? I need... Don't do Ben Shmashas. Let's do... I need a medicine. I need to buy something. I need to buy a drink. Let's say I'm making a Shalom Zachar Friday night. Okay? I'm making a Shalom Zachar and I forgot to get drinks for the guests. It's going to be very embarrassing for me. So I could say, Shvus to Shvus, have them go buy. Buying on Shabbos is Yom Tov is only an Issur Midrabanan. I could have them go buy Shvus to Shvus, buy something b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tsar, b'makom bushup, that's permitted. Only a derabbanan is permitted. Now, the Rama talks about a case. You could even tell them to do an iser deraisa, b'makom mitzvah derabim. So let's say it's a shul, and the lights aren't on, and you can't read from the sidurim, so you could have a tell a guy directly to turn on the lights, assuming lights are considered iser deraisa, for the tsarach of the rabim. So this is certainly tsarach rabim. The binyan beis hamikdash is certainly tsarach rabim. And therefore it's permitted to tell them to do an iser deraisa of building the beis hamikdash on yantif. Another answer is, I didn't see this address, this is my own answer, but I think the obvious answers, is the Gemara says in Beitza, in the end of the Erevim, there's a concept called Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There's no Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that klal has to be understood. I'm going to just say very, very quickly. It doesn't mean you could just start popping pills. Taking medicine on Shabbos is considered a Shvus. So you can't take medicine unless it's certain in Tzarchim, but you can't just take Tylenol for no reason. So just because I'm the Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean I could start taking medicine. It has to be a Shvus that's related to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no Beis HaMikdash just yet, though. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So I think you could try to figure out, even the Binyan Beis HaMikdash would qualify as Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. I could then tell a guy to build the Beis HaMikdash because that would also qualify perhaps as Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Okay, it's very easy to get over that problem. But a bigger problem is, not a bigger problem, is how are you and I going to get the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? There's a mitzvah deraisa of building the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam brings it. All the Svarim bring it. There's a mitzvah deraisa. So if I do the mitzvah, if I shake the lulav, I get the mitzvah. If I have a goy shake the lulav, I'm not getting the mitzvah. If I wear tefillin, I get a mitzvah. If I have the goy wear tefillin, I'm not getting a mitzvah. So let's say something that there's shlichas by. Let's say, assuming kedushin's a mitzvah deraisa, I could do kedushin on my own. Or I could appoint a shliach to do kedushin for me. I'll still get the mitzvah through shlichas. But there's a concept that ain shlichas lagoy. I cannot have a goy do my shlichas. So if he did my kedushin, it wouldn't be a good kedushin. I would not get the mitzvah. It wouldn't work. So how will I ever be mekayim if the Tiferes Yisrael really thinks that the goyim are going to be building the Beis HaMikdash? So you and I are never getting the kiyum mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash if he builds us.
Like a
micah?
Like you can have a goy put up a tent.
Ah, that's it. Beautiful. So that's the next, that's the I think the comparison. Very good. So that's a machlokas. Famous Machaneh Ephraim and Minchas Chinuch. If I want to get the mitzvah of building a makkah, I want to build a fence around my roof. There's a mitzvah deraisa to build it. Do I have to build it? Yeah. Do I have to appoint a Jewish contractor? Or can I have a goy to build it and be yotze the mitzvah? So the Machaneh Ephraim says, I can be yotze the mitzvah by appointing a goy to build my fence.
Depending on
the mitzvah. So each
to have one or to build one.
That's it. So that's part of it. Very good. So the Machaneh Ephraim says, Ein shlichus l'goy. How do I get the mitzvah of building a fence if I can't appoint into my shliach? It's as if he worked on his own. Even though it's my house, I didn't have any shlichas. It wasn't being my agent. How do I get a mitzvah? So he says it works. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it can't work. Ein shluchas l'goy. I'm not yotzei my mitzvah of building a fence if the goy builds it for me. So this could be how you could understand shlichas, something to do with shlichas. I don't want to get involved in shlichas, but what you suggested is that the machlokas might be, and any time there's a mitzvah, you have to raise the question, is it a mitzvah in the maisa, or is it a mitzvah in the totzah? The action, or the result? So a prime example would be, the mitzvah of milah, bris milah. Is bris milah a mitzvah in the maisa milah, or is it a mitzvah being mahul, being having the milah? So it's a famous Gemara Menachos, David Melech was in the bathhouse, he was so upset, he didn't have talis, didn't have tefillin, didn't have any mitzvah, but they realized he had a bris milah, so he was mahul. So he's mekayin the mitzvah, nimsheches, a continued mitzvah, tmidus. The mitzvah of milah is about being mahul, the result. While other Rishonim think it's really about the maisa milah. So same thing with the fence. The machlok is Machaneh Ephraim and Minchas Chinuch about whether I'm getting the mitzvah when the guy builds it for me or not, depends on whether or not it's a maisa or a totza. The Machaneh Ephraim thinks, for my shlichas to work, if I need to do the maisa and someone else does this for me, he can only do it if there's real shlichas there. The action is drawn back to me. So a goy can't be my shliach. But if you assume that it's about getting it done, so right now I have a house with a fence, it's done, it's complete. I don't care how it got done, as long as in the end of the day there's a fence, I get a mitzvah. So the Machaneh Ephraim thinks it's all about having a fence. However it gets done, if the goy built it, I have a fence, I've got my mitzvah, I'm yotze. Minchas Chinuch thinks, said no. It's about building the maisa mitzvah. I didn't do any maisa. The goy built it. It doesn't trace back to me. Ein shlichus the goy. So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch thinks there is no mitzvah of building through a goy. So now that being said, we could draw this back to the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is it about building a Maisa Binyan, or is it being Banoi, having it built? That would be the Machlokas. Whether or not you could say I'm Yod to the Mitzvah or not. So there is an interesting Machlokas found in the Rajba and the Karen Ora based on the Gemara and Yevamos, about whether it's a Mitzvah in the Binyan, or a Mitzvah in being Banoi. So the Gemara there talks about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, this is number 14, rather number 13. Number 13, the Rajba writes in Yevamos Davav, he's talking about what the Gemara refers to Binyan Beis HaMikdash as a Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah is preparing, not an actual Mitzvah. Exactly. Building a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah to allow me to get to the actual mitzvah. Tying my lulav together, that's a hechsher mitzvah. Shaking it is the maisa mitzvah. Writing my tefillin is a hechsher mitzvah. Wearing my tefillin is a maisa mitzvah. So the Gemara refers to the binyan beis hamikdash as a hechsher. Sound like the binyan is only preparing, but the mitzvah is actually being banoi, the result. So the Rajba writes, number 13, v'chein nami b'mechamer, forget mechamer right now, when the Gemara calls Binyan Beis HaMikdash Machshirei, he's not referring to the actual building up the blocks. He's referring to getting the ground ready. Preparing the ground, making it level, that's the Machshir. But when it comes to actual building, they learn from their Rajba, the actual building is a Kiyum Mitzvah. When the Gemara calls Binyan a Machshir, it's not referring to the building. Says the Rashi, but it's referring to preparing the ground, making it flat. So now it's ready to do the actual binyan, and the actual binyan is considered a mitzvah in its own right. But the Karen Ora writes in number 15, he writes in the Gemara, V'chein binyan beis hamikdash hechsher mitzvah. He thinks no. The building of the beis hamikdash itself is only a hechsher mitzvah. Why? What's the purpose of the binyan beis hamikdash? Machlokas Rambam Ramban. The purpose, what's the goal of the beis hamikdash? Either to have the Rambam to bring karbanos, Ramban says to bring the Shechina down. Either way, the goal is not to have a Beis HaMikdash, it's really to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina there, or to bring avoda. So says the Karen Ora, the binyan is only a hechsher mitzvah liyos makom mishkan Shechinaso, in order to allow the Shechina to rest. Aval habinyan asmo lo ikar mitzvah, the building itself is not considered a mitzvah. So there's a machlok, it's Rajba versus the Karen Ora, whether building the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah or having a banoi is the mitzvah. So that now goes back to, can I have a goy build it for me and will I get the mitzvah? If I assume that the actual building is a mitzvah, then having a goy build it for me, I will not get to the mitzvah because ein shlichus l'goy. You cannot trace that maisa back to what I do. But if the mitzvah is like the Karen Ora says, that's about having a banoi being built, so then who cares who builds it for me? As long as it's banoi, I've gotten the mitzvah. So now there's also the same question, Rashi. Rashi says that Bai Shlishi is coming from Shemayim. How are you not getting the mitzvah? We did absolutely nothing. But the very fact that it's Banoi now and under our jurisdiction, that way we get the mitzvah as well, because Rashi seemingly also assumes it's not about the Maisa Binyan, it's about being Banoi. So we'll conclude with this last point within Rashi. So up until now we've been saying that Rashi thinks that Bai Shlishi is going to come from Shemayim, already built by Hashem. But there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, number 16, we'll read these last two Marmar Komas very quickly. Vayirenu Hashem arba charashim, they're going to be four charashim. What's a charash? Or a cheresh? Not a deaf person. What's a charash?
Artisan.
A carpenter, a worker. Right. There are four charashim. Man, ninhu, who are these four? Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Yishimon Chasida, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kohen Tzedek. How are they builders? Says Rashi, Umanim, they're workers. Mishichim Shneim, both Mishichim, Ben David and Ben Yosef, both of them, will be Charashim Levinin Beis HaMikdash. So wait, didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us, rather, didn't Rashi tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it from Shemayim? And now he's telling us that Mashiach's building the Beis HaMikdash, it's Bidei Adam, that seems to be a stira. So what they end up saying is, a couple of ways. Either what it means is they're going to build it up in Shemayim, they're the builders in Shemayim, the Mashiachim are going to build in Shemayim, then it's going to come down. Or it means, what Andy suggested, it's going to come down incomplete, and they're going to come and do the final building. So that's the machlokas. So again, this machlokas, whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build it, whether man's going to build it, either way, we hope very, very soon, very, very soon, behavior of Menu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it down to us soon, if not us build it, behavior of Menu. Amen.
Amen.